This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
You can cut your power bill by conserving energy, but unlike your phone or cable bill, you typically can't save by choosing a different plan. But that's changing as power companies steal from the mobile phone playbook. You can get free power on nights and weekends or prepaid plans. This can save you money or it can really blow you away with higher bills. To explain how to make the right choice, Patty Hirsch is here, Marketplace Senior Producer of Personal Finance. Hey there, Patty.
Hello, Mark.
So these plans can be really confusing. What do people need to worry about before signing up?
Well, the biggest thing they want to worry about is paying too much, right? Because some of the incentives that these providers have come with exactly the same risks that are associated with cell phone plans, right? Prepaid plans are going to come with caps. If you overrun these plans for whatever reason, the excess power that you use is probably going to cost you a lot of money. Some of these plans come with heavy early termination fees. Others have got low gateway rates that can run up really, really fast. This whole free nights and weekends thing sounds great. But if you read into those plans carefully, you'll probably find you're going to pay more for the electricity than you use during peak hours than you would under a conventional flat price per unit plan.
All right, plenty of choices there, plenty of potential pitfalls as well. How do you figure out what's right for you in your life?
Well, first thing you've got to do is read this plan as carefully as you can. You've also got to be really realistic about when you use your electricity most. You need to sort of plan that. You need to look at your life and work out exactly when it is you use your electricity and how much you use during that period. I mean, you might say to yourself, you can handle leaving all your dishes and laundry until Sunday, so this free nights and weekends plan is good for you. But if you fill your downtime playing video games and running the AC at home all day long, you may actually end up losing money. So the bottom line is, before you consider any of these plans, read them very carefully and know exactly how much power you're going to use and when.
Now, knowing about what power you use and when, that can be pretty tricky, but there is some new technology out there to help. Talk about smart meters.
Yeah, so power companies love these things because they can see trends in energy usage in real time. So they know how much electricity is being used and when, and they can sort of plan for that. They can also bill you without sending out a meter reader, so they save some money there. But they're good for us too, right? Because we get to see how much we use and when, and that can help us manage our usage better and help us pick the best of those plans that you can choose from. It's really easy to do too. You can just get on your power company's website for details. And if you don't have a smart meter in your home, ask your power company if you can get one. They might even bundle it with a new plan.
All right, so you invest some time in reading the fine print, tracking how you use power, and you might even save some money if you're careful. Patty Hirsch is Senior Producer of Personal Finance for Marketplace. Patty, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We've got more money advice anytime you like at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.